We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In 2017, the New England Patriots had three quarterbacks on their roster. In 2019, the quarterback of those three that's playing the worst is Tom Brady.
You know, everyone thinks we suck.
No time to rest. We got another one here in 3 days. Fired up, Foxborough.
Dale Arnold.
Bosa, what a first half out of this rookie. And did you see him going with that flag motion there?
Man, that's, I'm cool with that. As long, hopefully it was a Niner flag. Good for him. Good play.
Rich Key.
I was amazed. I'm like, man, he might need to get fined for
right,
that.
Right, I think so.
Heartfelt goodness. Midday.
MVP.
I'm going with Baker Mayfield.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. So there has been a huge brouhaha that has suddenly broken loose, and it has to do with the NBA and the country of China. It is preseason, obviously, in the NBA. I believe there are Chinese teams, a Chinese team that will be playing in D.C. tomorrow night against the Wizards.
Yeah.
There are supposed to be NBA teams playing in China. Over the weekend, Daryl Morey, who is the general manager of the Houston Rockets, who I would guess, other than the most ardent of NBA fans, most people couldn't pick out of a police lineup.
No, you might not know what he looks like, but all NBA fans know right. Who he is. He's definitely been a big stats-based guy. He goes and speaks at that Sloan Convention at MIT, I think just about every year. Daryl Morey is there. He's a good GM, yep. And he actually is pretty vocal. Again, I don't follow a lot of NBA GMs on Twitter, but every
he's
once in a while...
He's got 200,000 followers.
Oh, yeah, and he'll sound off on certain things. He's even... You know, he's been very defensive, clearly, of James Harden. I want to say in the past he's kind of called out Westbrook, or he's called out some of the other players. So there are some GMs that you don't know their name, you don't know anything about him. He is one of the more outspoken GMs in the league.
So if you're following the news, and I'm sure you are, you've known that there have been some violent pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong, and they have continued. Over the weekend, Daryl Morey tweeted out to his 200,000 followers, "Fight for freedom. Stand with Hong Kong."
Yeah, and it was like one of those little graphics, which he didn't even make. Like, I think you've seen it all over the internet right. Probably, where it has like the little logo and then has like the Fight for Freedom kind of font or
exactly.
whatever. And so he just, that's all he did. That's all he posted was that.
That was it. China went nuts.
Yeah.
It pulled sponsorship money from the Houston Rockets. Now, you'll remember now, Yao Ming,
right. Who
is the head of the Chinese Basketball League Association, whatever you'd call it, great Houston Rocket. So they pulled.
And that's the most popular. Like, basketball is very popular in China. And at least from what I've read, they've sort of adopted the Rockets because they were so obsessed with Yao Ming, obviously.
Sure.
And then so they, even post Yao Ming, they've sort of adopted the Houston Rockets as sort of their team. Like, obviously there's fans of probably every team, but most people in China apparently are fans of the Houston Rockets. At least they were.
So China pulled sponsorship money from the Houston Rockets. They banned media coverage of Daryl Morey. They ended any cooperation between the CBA, which is the Chinese Basketball Association, and the franchise. The Chinese equivalent of Amazon, whatever that is, has now pulled all Houston Rockets merchandise off the website. You can't buy any of it. They have said that they will not televise any Houston Rockets. They were going to do some preseason games. They said, no, we're not going to do that. And they are threatening, I mean... The amount of money that the NBA stands to get from the country of China
yeah. And
the amount of money that individual players get. I mean, guys like LeBron James and James Harden, these guys make 2-3 trips a year to China.
Well, James Harden went out and apologized. James Harden had to apologize to China. He said, pretty simply, just, we apologize. You know we love China. And so now they're a little bit on the defensive. And oh, by the way, what Daryl Morey did, and listen, we all know it's a sponsorship type of deal, right?
Yep.
A lot of jobs are. Everybody knows that. But what Daryl Morey was saying is pro-democracy. What do we have in America? What do we have here?
A democracy.
Yeah. I know some maybe would argue a little bit of times, but,
I understand, but that's what
it is, right? That's what it is right now. And so this guy didn't go nuts. He didn't put a full-on attack.
No.
He didn't go on this, like, Twitter tirade.
Fight for freedom. Stand with Hong Kong.
Stand with Hong Kong. And now China is going to bail. They're going to pull all their money and all this stuff. And what does the NBA do? Freaks out and apologizes and is trying to mend fences with a country that is fighting against democracy.
Here's James Harden.
Yeah, we apologize. You know, we love China. We love, you know, playing there. I know for both of us individually, we go there, you know, once or twice a year. They show us the most important love. So, you know, we appreciate them as a fan base, and we love everything, you know, they're about. And you know, we appreciate their support that they give us individually and as an organization. So, you know, we love you.
I mean, he's just trying to make sure they don't lose all of their money. That's what he's doing there.
So at 6 o'clock this morning, our time, Adam Silver held a press conference in Tokyo. And again, the NBA has teams that are playing preseason games over there. Japan scheduled to play in China. Although Darren Revelle tweeted out this morning, I see no scenario where the Lakers and Nets play in China on Thursday or Saturday. Mm. He thinks that, those games are going to be off. But anyway, back to Adam Silver, who spoke to earlier today in Tokyo.
I'm sympathetic to our interests here and to our partners who are upset. And I don't think it's inconsistent on one hand to be sympathetic to them and at the same time stand by our principles. It's my hope that when I'm in Shanghai, I can meet with the appropriate officials and discuss where we stand. And again, put those remarks from Daryl Morey and my remarks in an appropriate context of a many decades long relationship and see if we can find mutual respect for each other's political systems and beliefs.
The whole thing is absolutely crazy, because if you asked Adam Silver or if you asked Wick Grosbeck, Danny Ainge, Brad Stevens, Greg Popovich, Steve Kerr, LeBron, if you asked all of these guys how they really feel, how many do you think would actually be on the side of Hong Kong versus on the side of China?
That's the thing.
That's what's crazy about
Daryl Morey tweeted out, everybody in the NBA would agree with.
Right.
So, but it's put millions, if not billions of dollars in jeopardy. And so all of a sudden, Adam Silver's got to go, whoa, whoa, whoa.
They got
to
backpedal.
Whoa.
And that's what's also weird is Silver is trying to say, hey, we're supporting Daryl Morey, but we're also apologizing to billions of people in China because we don't want to offend everybody in China. But what would the response have been? What if Daryl Morey had what if he ripped Hong Kong and said, China's great and how they do things in China is how we should do things all over the world? What if Daryl Morey wrote that? Yeah, you'd keep your millions and millions of dollars from China, but then when people look at Daryl Morey, be like, what is he talking about? What is this guy, nuts?
So the other thing Silver talked about today was, you know, we respect Daryl Morey's right to free speech because Adam Silver's been talking about players, coaches expressing themselves, having the ability, having the platform. He actually encourages them to use that platform. Except now Daryl Morey's platform has put money at stake.
Well, and now, I mean, I think they're going to be, they're already very hypocritical. A lot of these guys that have at least weighed in on it. For example, Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich have been more outspoken about President Trump than maybe any other coach manager in all sports.
Any
right?
professional sports person.
You get a microphone in front of Steve Kerr and he will go on and on
yep.
and on about what's going on here and how awful things are and like what we need to do and all that other stuff. And that, I think, is fine. But when he's asked about what's going on in China and what's going on in Hong Kong, what's he going to say now?
You know what he did say? What did
he say?
I don't know enough about it to be able to comment.
Interesting.
Actually, I don't. I mean, it's a really bizarre international story, and a lot of us are, you know, don't know what to make of it. So it's something I'm reading about, and just like everybody is, but I'm not going to comment further than that.
I mean, that sounds like
me. Never stopped him before.
I was gonna say, that sounds like me. You're like, I don't know enough about it. I don't know enough about it. So you're telling me Steve Kerr, when you look into his whole history and what his father went through, you don't think Steve Kerr has a real opinion on this? I mean, come on. Like, whether you agree or disagree with how Steve Kerr feels about Trump and American politics, to then say, well, he probably has no idea what's going on, so he's not going to say anything. Like, that, give me a break. I would love to know what Steve Kerr really thinks about this. But they don't have millions and millions of dollars invested, because they can blast, like LeBron James can go up there and he can blast Trump and they don't lose millions and millions of dollars. Daryl Morey puts out one tweet in support of Hong Kong, who is trying to do a pro-democracy rally, and now they're losing millions of dollars, and all of China is saying, you know, forget the NBA. Now, would there be any kind of backlash by the Chinese people who love the NBA and love consuming the NBA if all of a sudden it's not there anymore? Or is it just one of those things there, once the government decides what's going on, they have no... Yeah. I assume they have no recourse to fight for.
I mean, I have a feeling
back.
That, yeah, in China, you don't have...
That's it, right? It's gone. That's what I would assume.
You don't have much recourse. When you listen to the things they're saying, and Steve Kerr and others, it's clear that they're trying to walk this fine line. They want the money. They want the millions, yeah, if not billions of dollars that China is pumping into the NBA. But they also don't want to support the political regime of China.
Right. Remember back in the...
By the way, there was a story in The Ringer yesterday that talked about the possibility of Daryl Morey being fired by the Houston Rockets,
yeah,
for this.
Oh, yeah. Insane. And it's not because he's a bad GM. It's because he had a pro-Hong Kong tweet. You go back to the early days of Hollywood. You remember if they found out that somebody was sympathetic to the Communist Party, they'd be blackballed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, see you later. You're done. You got to make movies under a different name now. Like, you're sympathetic to that. Meanwhile, you have the NBA, who they claim to be like they're the most woke league in all this. We're like, oh, look at these guys. They're going to talk about everything, all the big issues. Well, except for this one, because there's millions and millions of dollars coming in, so we got to look the other way. Now we got to apologize, and yeah, we support Daryl Morey, but not really. Like, this is a one-off, and nobody else speak about this. I mean, they go in there, the players go in there. They have different exhibition games even here. They were supposed to do a bunch of the G League games over there, I guess, which has since been canceled.
Well, how
and
about
now they're just bailing on this?
ESPN's got the jump in China. They're supposed to do the show live,
yeah,
before this game on Thursday, which now Darren Revelle thinks might not even happen anyway.
So how did this really start? Just because, isn't it weird when you say, like, Daryl Morey did this, and then China's response was this? Like, China? Like, it's 1.4 billion people. So who? I don't really get that part of it. Like,
whoever's in charge of the money that was being paid to NBA franchises, yeah, who said, money's gone.
I don't know. It's just, it's so bizarre. It's a bad look for the NBA. They were just kind of ignoring everything for a while. Hey, you'll take the money no matter where you're getting the money. And I don't know if there was sort of like an unspoken thing before and Morey kind of crossed it, or if it was just common sense, like, hey, we got a good thing going right now here. You know, this is, we are in China.
I could easily make the argument that Daryl Morey didn't think this through.
Well, no, how do you know you've got
teams headed to China this week?
Yeah,
you've,
yeah,
got, you know, the commissioners over there, the Houston Rockets get millions and millions of dollars, which all disappeared in the aftermath of his tweet, which he deleted and apologized for, but of course lives forever. He didn't think it through before he hit send. But if you look at the overall political viewpoint that he was expressing, most people in the NBA would agree with him.
If, and I know this is a little bit of a leap, and I know it's a little out of my... it's out of my Q zone here. But if the NBA got money from North Korea, would they take it? It's like, what are we doing?
You'd like to think not, but I
don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, where's the line? Like, what are we doing here? And then for them to react that way, and then again, 99%, maybe even 100% of the league probably feels the way that Daryl Morey feels, and yet he's wrong, apparently, for tweeting that. Everybody's got to go into defense mode and make sure that they can kind of mend this relationship.
We mentioned that Rachel Nichols and the entire show, The Jump, is scheduled to do the show live from China before the game on Thursday. Well, Rachel Nichols reporting from there just a few minutes ago.
Tony, Adam Silver is actually in Japan today, but of course the conflict with China, top of mind for the league office. The NBA is actually facing backlash on both sides here. They're facing backlash from those who support the anti-government protesters in Hong Kong, who feel that Silver hasn't gone far enough to support Rockets GM Daryl Morey. But they're also facing backlash inside China from those who feel that Silver has not gone far enough to condemn what Maury actually said. One of the loudest voices in that is actually Hall of Famer Yao Ming, who is now the chairman of the Chinese Basketball Association. Yao is one of the people that Silver is hoping to meet with when he gets to China, which will be on Wednesday.
I mean, that conversation would be fascinating, yikes, wouldn't it? I mean, Yao Ming, who made millions and millions and millions of dollars as a player in the NBA, earned every dollar of it. Don't
He's
get
in
me
the
wrong.
Hall of Fame, right?
And is now the head of the Chinese Basketball Association. So the verbal gymnastics he must have to contort himself through.
Yeah, I mean, and Adam Silver, who I think everybody for is pretty, you know, unanimously loved. Everybody thinks he's done a great job. He's better than David Stern. Like, the NBA is still growing. Look at the contracts are going up for everybody. The sport is so popular. Everybody's looking forward to this season, especially this season, because it doesn't seem like there's one team that's guaranteed to win it. But even when you had that, the league was still very, very popular. And now, as Rachel Nichols just said there, he's in a lose-lose situation, because no matter what Adam Silver does, it's hard to kind of toe this line, because people are either going to say, hey, you're not supporting your guy, Daryl Morey, who's not saying anything crazy. In fact, he's saying something pretty sane, and now you're not supporting him. And then on the flip side, you're going to have people saying, we got a lot of millions and millions of dollars. You need to come down hard on Daryl Morey. Otherwise, the NBA is going to be out. I don't even know what percentage of the money it is, but it sounds like a pretty big chunk if they're going to all these kind of lengths to try to get it back. So there's nothing Silver can do now where everybody's going to like it.
No, and at this point, you have to wonder if he can even salvage this financial relationship with China. If there's anything he can do that will salvage it right now, because, yeah. I mean, they are just swiping stuff back off the table left and right.
Because you would like to think that you would just say, all right, well, screw you. Like, well, fine, we're going to move on. But the money's too important. Like, with every one of these stories, it always comes back down to the money, and that's all they're trying to get. But is there other places to get the money? I guess maybe not. I guess they have tried to be a world game, and they really have been. Like, outside of soccer, you know, basketball is everywhere, and you saw really after 92 when the Olympics were in Spain, it blew up all over the place. Like, all of Europe has good basketball. South America has good basketball now. It's clearly big in China. Even like Australia and New Zealand are playing, so it's huge everywhere. And this is clearly the biggest country in the world and has a ton of money. And what type of a hit would it take for the long term financial success of the league if you didn't get any money from China? Probably a lot, and that's why they're dealing with it.
And not to turn this into a political argument here, which, you know, it's not my best. We take our great strides to steer clear of. But there hasn't been an NBA team visit the White House during this current administration after their NBA championship.
Send them to China.
And they have been vocal about why they weren't going, but they're trying to salvage a relationship with China.
That's exactly what we're dealing with. No, they're the biggest hypocrites in the world. And I had no problem with some of the players. If they have an opinion, I've always said, when it comes to athletes and even coaches, they don't all have to be these political spokesmen. But if some of them feel really passionate about it, right, go for it.
And Adam Silver encourages them to do that.
And that's great. That's fine. And you notice, this wasn't the league that had the issue with the kneeling and didn't piss off fans that way. They spoke about it, but not on the floor. They would do it, you know, pregame press conferences on their own time. That's when they would do it. But they're so adamant. They all have so many feelings about the politics in America. And I guess, you know, the argument could be, well, it's your country. You're going to be more well versed on what's happening here than everywhere. But when China has their hands in the league, and now there's a big thing, and now because of one general manager having one pro-democracy tweet in encouragement of Hong Kong, now you're going to lose this money and you're going to look the other way, and now you're going to be Steve Kerr and say, well, I don't really know enough about it. Please. He knows plenty about it.
617-779-7937, Thompson, South Carolina. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Well, I've called about Kerr and Popovich, but I heard you kind of almost laugh about, well, will we take money from North Korea? China's as bad as North Korea as far as human rights go. And so it's no less horrendous that we're taking money from China as we would be from North Korea.
So there you go. I mean, I didn't know how close it was. Well, I was speaking a little out of my...
Except with the economic sanctions, it's illegal to take money from North Korea. Yeah. But
he's just talking about human rights.
What I'm saying, what I'm saying is the, you know, the amount of human rights violations is just as bad. But all right, on to Kerr and Popovich. So what we have found out here is that Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich are great at speaking out when it's not going to cost them anything, when all they're going to get is Twitter applause. When they might get people pushing back on them, they don't have the guts to stand up and say what's right. Let me just straighten it out for Steve Kerr. You don't know enough about it, Steve? These people's human rights and freedoms are being quashed. End of story. Easy to decide. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Tom, you're right. I mean, and Steve Kerr, and I was one where I had no problem with those guys, Kerr and Popovich, taking the time to voice their opinions of it.
Adam Silver encouraged it.
And now
he wants their players and coaches to have a voice.
Well, now it's tucktail. I don't really know enough about it. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you do, Steve.
Which caused quite an issue, I think, for Adam Silver during his press conference this morning, because he had to support Daryl Morey's right to free speech and to say something, not something derogatory, not something incendiary, you know, kind of a supportive sort of thing. He had to support that because he's already told his players and coaches he wants them to use their platform unless it costs us money.
Right. Yeah, that's where the line is. If you're wondering, like, if this is, like, to the caller's point, if you're going to get a whole bunch of, you know, retweets and likes on your videos and everybody's going to love your quotes and say, oh, look at these guys, then that's great. But that never cost them any money. And that was one thing that I thought was interesting, was the NFL owners were so worried about Trump's response. They panicked about it. They would freak out about it. Whereas the NBA, just, they didn't worry about it, and it didn't affect them. And Trump really barely even said anything about him. You know, he was so focused on the NFL, and then they would kind of respond to that. NBA, they would stand up for whatever it happened to be that they believed in. And now you're at a bit of a crossroads here, and you're saying, well, let's just look the other way as long as the money keeps coming in. But yeah, Adam Silver's got his work cut out for him. I don't know if he's going to be able to get the money back at all. And then from there, and then kind of a double whammy here. If you don't get the money from China, and then you also end up firing Daryl Morey, or you remove Daryl Morey from his position there, are you doing? Like, and then now there's going to be even
but
more.
That would be the owner of the Houston Rockets. It wouldn't be Adam Silver.
Well, yes and no. It would be the owner of the Rockets, but it would also be, I think, with Adam Silver sort of weighing in on it and be like, listen, during these discussions, we found out that we might be able to see, like, our best bet to save it would be, like, I can't tell you what to
Daryl
do.
Morey.
Yeah, like, you're the owner. I can't tell you what to do, but I would recommend you do this. And then if that happened, like,
better be able to write a huge check to Daryl Morey if you did that.
Yeah. Brutal.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. It's Dale and Keith and Time to Trend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Follow Dale on Twitter at Dale E. Arnold. This is Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
NFL MVP.
I'm going with Baker Mayfield.
Pressure from Boza, and it is intercepted by Richard Sherman.
Of course.
Baker Mayfield is
trying to get away, and the ball comes loose.
Huge year for the Browns. He's got Beckham, he's got Landry, he's got Chubb.
And it is intercepted off the deflection. It is Williams.
Oh, boy.
You know, it wasn't his night. He's had better games.
Try that one if you want.
He's due.
Yes.
What's wrong with him?
He might not be as good as you think he is.
Yeah, you might be onto something. He was good last year, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Good.
Help me, please. Odell Beckham is going to get so mad there. He is going to get pissed, and he's going to want out. He had two catches last night. I think I saw the last 13 times he's been targeted, which is the last two games, he has four catches. And he completed a pass again. This is like when he was playing with Eli Manning. He has a better arm than the quarterback does.
He's got a better quarterback rating.
Yeah, he does.
Than the quarterback does.
Yeah, he does.
Saquon Barkley, by the way, speaking to the media a few minutes ago, said, I expect to get on the bus to head to New England. Injured, and players who are not going to play usually don't travel with the Giants.
So Saquon Barkley is
he thinks he's playing.
Yeah, it sounds like he's not going to play, and that's good for him that he thinks he's going to play. But apparently, the injury update today for the Pats or for the Giants, Saquon Barkley was out. Wayne Gallman, the backup running back, has a concussion. He's out. Evan Engram, the tight end, he's doubtful with a knee injury. Sterling Shepard also has a concussion. He is out. They got Danny Dimes, though.
Yeah.
Maybe Danny Dimes can get things going. Now, Danny
By
Dimes,
the way, young quarterbacks, generally speaking, have issues playing against Bill Belichick defenses.
That's happened, and especially when you have this particular defense, which is so good.
And when you only have 3 days to prepare for this particular defense.
But it is amazing. They are going to go 8 games this year without playing a quarterback in the top 24 in the league, if you look at quarterback rating. That's just one way of looking at it, right?
Yep.
So week one, they faced Ben Roethlisberger. It doesn't qualify because he only played, what, a game and a half, and then he got hurt. But he had one of the worst quarterback ratings. Week two, they Josh Rosen, well, it's Fitzpatrick I think, and Rosen, right? But Rosen was awful. He's dead last in the league in quarterback rating.
Yep.
Week three, Luke Falk, he's 33rd. Week four, Josh Allen, 30th in quarterback rating. Week five, Colt McCoy doesn't qualify, but he's between Falk and Rosen. Week six, Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes on Thursday night, he's currently 25th in the league in quarterback rating. Week seven, it looks like it's probably be Loverboy, Sam Darnold. We'll
looks see, like it. He's supposed to play against the Cowboys this weekend.
And then week eight is Baker Mayfield, who after last night's performance, he is 32nd in the league in quarterback rating. That is unbelievable. I at least thought you were going to get at least a game or at least a real quarterback, a real offense, a real test for the defense. I thought was going to come in week eight. That is not going to be the case with Cleveland. Then they got the Baltimore Ravens in week nine, maybe, and then you got the bye week, and then finally some real games.
If you think about what Danny Dimes faces on Thursday, short week, okay, young quarterback, there's a sports analytics site named called True Media Sports,
okay,
and they're talking about when a quarterback targets the wideout against this Patriots defense, quarterback looking to get a pass to the wideout,
good
okay?
luck.
They're 61 for 126. No touchdowns, 9 interceptions. A passer rating of 32.2.
It's absurd.
When the quarterback is targeting the wideout. By the way, if they just threw all incompletions,
yeah,
it would be 39.6. But because they've thrown the 9 interceptions,
yeah. Yeah.
If they just targeted the wideouts but just threw all incompletions, it would be a passer rating of 39.6. What the Patriots defense is giving up is a passer rating of 32.2. That's what Danny Dimes has to face without some of his weapons.
I mean, what the defense is doing, and I know they've played garbage. I just went over the quarterback rating numbers, and it's a lot of bad offenses. But still, and we talked to William McGinnis about this in the second hour of the show, you still got to go out there and do it, right? You're in the NFL. You can, hey, it's a good defense. All right, well, you still have to go out and do it. And week in and week out, they have. They've given up 2 touchdowns. Both rushing touchdowns. One was a complete breakdown. It was a 65-yard run. It wasn't like it was an established long drive. The other was actually a pretty good drive by the Bills, capped off by the Josh Allen little sneak there. No passing touchdowns allowed through 5 weeks in the 2019 season is pretty absurd. I mean, you think about how easy it is to pass in the NFL now. I mean, Patrick Mahomes threw for 50 touchdowns last year. You had another like 6, 7, or 8 guys throw for over 30. Think about it. You had probably a quarter of the league last year averaged 2 touchdown passes a game on average. Everybody averaged over a touchdown a game. Or, you know, I mean, imagine that if a quarterback threw for 16 touchdowns, like, yeah, it's garbage.
Yep.
And they've gone 5 weeks. If they had allowed 5 passing touchdowns, that'd be an amazing stat. 4 would be wildly impressive. They haven't allowed a passing touchdown yet. And I don't think Danny Dimes is going to do it. I don't think Sam Darnold's going to do it. I don't think Baker Mayfield is going to do it. It's an incredible run that they're on.
By the way, and just one other note about Baker Mayfield, because Richard Sherman made up a lot about the fact that, you know, he's not showing the proper respect. He wouldn't shake hands before the game.
But he wouldn't shake hands with Sherman, I guess, right?
I'm looking at video of yeah. He's
weird.
Talking about when the captains all get together before
coin toss.
The game.
Yeah.
Coin toss, captains get out there. I'm looking at the video right now.
Don't you?
Of Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
he sort of slapped hands with Sherman, and then he shook hands, gave a hug, you know, that sort of thing with other guys.
Yeah, what the hell?
Richard Sherman
here?
Is not telling the truth.
No, he's not. What is that? That is so bizarre because I woke up this morning because I watched a decent amount of the game last night, but I didn't watch
see
the handshake.
The coin toss.
No, I didn't. Obviously, I didn't dip in for that. But then this morning, and I guess post game, but I found out about this morning, all the talk about how Richard Sherman saying Baker Mayfield doesn't respect the game and all this stuff. And maybe he doesn't, but it can't be because of that. I thought the way that it was painted was that Baker Mayfield went to the 50-yard line and stood there like he was playing Kansas didn't shake hands with anybody.
I'll tell you what happened. When they first got out on the field, you know, when the captains first come out, he slaps hands with Sherman, he gives a hug, he shakes hands with a couple of other guys. Now they both line up, they do the coin toss, and after the coin toss, he peels off and heads for the bench.
What's wrong with that?
He'd already shaken hands
with
everybody.
You gotta do it again? Like, now you're asking a bit much, Sherman. Because I would have taken Richard Sherman.
Here I am defending your guy.
I know, but in this case, and he went out there and played an absolute dog of a game. Like, he was so bad. You can't do anything and then play that bad. No matter what you do, it's going to be hard to defend you if you're that bad, if you have that bad of a performance. Although, you know, he did get let down there on one of his picks. Really shouldn't have been his fault. That could have been a touchdown, actually.
The one off the hands of the wide receiver.
That's a huge swing. That
Absolutely.
Goes from maybe being a touchdown to an interception. So that blows. But the rest of it was just a really poor performance by Baker Mayfield. But that part is really weird. Like, Richard Sherman is making that up. Baker Mayfield didn't go out there and just stone-face everybody and act like a hardo. He went out there, shook everybody's hands. All right, now it's game time. I'm running back to my sideline.
So what he's mad about, Richard Sherman is mad, that Baker Mayfield didn't shake hands with him twice.
That's pathetic. That looks worse for Sherman.
Now, I'm looking right at the footage here, and a lot of people are now posting it. You know, they first get out on the field, even with Sherman, kind of slaps hands, obviously says something, shakes hands with a couple of other guys, gives the man hug that everybody gives. But after the coin flip, he peels off and heads for the bench.
That's fine, isn't it?
Brady
doesn't even go out for the coin toss.
No, never.
He's a captain.
Never.
Is that disrespectful?
That's
the result you're gonna get. Is that disrespectful that Brady doesn't go out there? He should, right? He's a captain. Aren't the captains supposed to go out for the coin toss? I don't think anybody's going to say that about him.
Of course, he's always, you know, he's getting ready. He's over
there
Baker's
throwing. Baker's getting ready. Baker went out there, called tails or whatever, then took off. That's fine. I did like Nick Bosa doing the flag thing, though. I liked when Baker did the flag thing at Oklahoma, even though he had to apologize for it, which was sort of his theme. But when he did the flag, he stuck the Oklahoma flag at the 50-yard line at Ohio State. That was great. And then Nick Bosa gets a sack and then does the same thing. That's great. But goes around, comes around. If you talk trash, you got to be prepared for it to, you know, sometimes get thrown back at you. But he was...
But shocking to think that Richard Sherman would make stuff up.
Yeah, that's not great.
Now,
and then
Richard
you have all
Sherman,
the veterans in the league are all taking Sherman's side because, oh, it's Richard Sherman. But go back and watch it.
Richard Sherman gets proper credit, and that's fine, when in the aftermath of losing a heartbreaking Super Bowl, Brady takes the final knee to end the game, and Sherman is standing right there, sticks his hand out and congratulates Tom Brady and everyone. Oh, what a good show of sportsmanship.
But what
Fine.
About the year before when the Seahawks beat the Patriots and Sherman is chirping at Brady the whole way off the field? He's screaming at him the whole way. Remember that?
Yeah.
So what's worse? That's what's tricky is when you have guys like Sherman telling you how to respect the game and how to respect other players. Because I love trash talking, as you know. I love when guys are confident and when they're talking trash out there.
I'm the best corner in the game.
I love that. And now you got him saying, oh, Baker doesn't respect the game because he didn't shake my hands twice. It's like, come on, man. Just play.
Well,
talk trash if you want. You deserve to talk trash about Mayfield. Just say he sucks as a quarterback and you killed him. Don't say, oh, we were so motivated because he didn't shake my hand a second time.
Like he left that part out.
Conveniently.
He made it. And look, we're not watching the handshake. We're not watching the coin toss. We don't care. I doubt that it was even on television. It usually isn't. So who cares? We took him at his word.
Yeah.
And his word
was
trash. And
we're all suckers now.
And his word was trash.
Yeah, no. Next time we got to go back to the video. That's what we got to do. Because you just were like, oh, you must be telling the truth. And it's also believable that Baker Mayfield didn't shake hands.
Oh, God, yes.
Right? If you found another guy, because he did that in college. And that was because, you know, the fans and stuff were going nuts at him. I think it was Kansas. And then he just stood there, didn't shake hands. And then they went out and won like 60-0. And he's flipping the bird to everybody. Again, I love all that stuff. But That wasn't the case in the game last night. And you know what? If that ended up motivating the Niners, then, you know, good for them. But they had to kind of create it because it wasn't really
sort of
all
like
there.
We talk about how the Patriots here, yes, make stuff up
which
here
they do
all the time.
All the time.
Rodney Harrison was the master and at for, making. Hey, nobody thought works. We could win. No, everybody
like,
thought
Rodney,
you were going to win.
The 04 Pats were pretty loaded. I think we felt
think
pretty good
pretty
on the 04 Pats.
Everybody thought you were going to win, Rodney.
But I got Josh Allen.
Yeah. The Bills, they're talking trash. I mean, that's fine. I mean, if that gets you going. But, I mean, that's giving Baker Mayfield a whole lot of credit for firing those guys up a little bit. But I wonder what he's going to look like when he plays against the Patriots. Because the Niners, I guess, have a pretty good defense. I don't think it's as good as the Patriots.
Oh, no, it's
not. And he was he completed 8 passes. Imagine playing a whole NFL game in today's day and complete 8 passes. And you're not going to win a whole lot of games that way.
It's a good guess on your part. Yeah. By the way, OMF's coming up at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock. Lou and I were just out in the back talking about this whole...
Chopping it up.
This whole Dana Lavangi thing. He'll have a lot to say about that.
I bet. I saw on Twitter he does not like the move.
No, and he's been blunt about it, but he'll have some more information to bring your way. It's coming up after the top of the hour.
Oh, you know what also it is, Dale? And we kind of buried this all day.
No.
And some had thought after Daron Harmon kind of put him in his place that we might retire the bit. We're not going to.
Oh,
it's a karaoke
aren't?
Tuesday. We are going to end the show
with
the only
with
way
Chris
we know how.
D minus Shimes.
D minus is going to put on an A
better than a fail, boys.
That's true. He passed a passing grade from Chris Shime, and he's back at it again. He says he's already picked out an absolute gem for us to sing us off.
See,
into the rest of our Tuesday.
I didn't promote it because I actually thought after yesterday
nope.
he would be, you know, hiding in seclusion.
It's going to take a lot more than that to knock
confidence
him down.
Level all time high.
It's never been higher,
Shime. Is it fair to say you missed a note or two yesterday?
No. One or two. Yeah, it was probably the song selection. A little bit out of my range. I wanted to pick something a little more fun.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly in your cue zone, but
it's more of a performance song than it is a I gotta hit every note song.
How are you feeling about today's song?
Feel great, actually.
Okay, good.
Oh boy.
I can't wait.
Oh me either.
Another jam.
What else you got's coming up next?
Wanna put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Through your workday, it's Dale and Keith on WEEI.
All right, sort of the warm-up act for Karaoke Tuesday.
I know. It's like the lead in here. What do we got?
It's time for...
What else you got?
Richard?
Would you like me to go first?
Sure.
Dale, I saw the Joker movie.
Oh.
I saw the Joker movie.
That
and
sort
I'll
of sounded
what...
like Wizard of Oz there.
Yeah, that was Joaquin Phoenix uh-huh. who... turns in an absolute tour de force.
Really? You liked
the,
it then?
As the main character here, Joker. Yes, I did like it. Now, it's dark. It's messed up. You have to go in knowing that it is maybe not for everybody. It's pretty intense. It's a bit of a slow burn. Stick with it, though. It's a little over 2 hours. It's very good. This is a character that I don't think necessarily needed an origin story. It might have been difficult going in to say, all right, how are they going to pull this off? Because he's one of the most famous comic book villains of all time. But they did a great job. And also, the last time we saw Joker, or actually, last time we saw a good Joker, was The Dark Knight, Heath Ledger. Then we saw Jared Leto, who was not very
good.
Not
so good.
And then Joaquin Phoenix is fantastic. It's hard to... I think Ledger's better, but Ledger was also sort of a supporting character in that. This is all Joaquin Phoenix all the time. We're going to do a full episode of Hashtag Dork. We're going to record tonight. We'll be releasing it later tonight. And I would probably go 5.5 out of 6 stones.
Wow.
For the Joker. Yeah, very good.
That good.
Very
what
good.
Else you got?
We yeah. do these every once in a while, and I miss them, so I'm glad we were able to bring it back. Christian McCaffrey is having an MVP-caliber season.
He's a
although
monster.
I'm afraid he's going to be dead by the time he's 27, the way he plays the game.
He gets hit.
So he had a big touchdown over the weekend, one of these helicopter spinning things.
He flipped over and landed.
I know.
That was pretty cool.
And sort of laid there on the ground.
Yeah.
Like they were going to put the chalk outline around him.
Yeah.
And I bet you were thinking, I wonder what this play would sound like in a Spanish language play-by-play. Hmm.
El Galáctico Calal, el presidente de la Universidad de Houston, movimiento de Greg Olson de izquierda a derecha.
Le entregan a McCaffrey. ¡Se va! ¡Por fuera!
¡Touchdown!
¡Te vas a meter! ¡Te vas a meter! ¡Touchdown! 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 ¡Christian! ¡Touchdown! ¡McCaffrey! ¡Touchdown! ¡Touchdown! ¡Báilale! 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 ¡Con fetis y serpentinas! ¡Con fuegos artificiales!
There it is.
You were wondering.
Yeah, I was.
You,
like, wait a minute. What did that sound like?
Touchdown!
Is he still going out with Olivia Culpo?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, because once her and Amendola broke up, remember how sad Amendola got on Instagram?
He had the sads.
Holy smokes, did he go sad. But I think, I don't know if they're still an item, but McCaffrey and Culpo were together, so that'd be a nice hot power couple.
All right, it's time.
This is what we've all been waiting
for.
I'm a
little surprised, to be honest, after Daron Harmon gave him a D-minus yesterday.
Harmon did go D-minus for Shime's performance, but I think overall, Karaoke Tuesday has been a wild success. Today, we kind of buried the lead.
We didn't talk about Ergo this forgot at all about today.
It. Ergo,
we forgot.
He forgot about it.
But Shime is now going to... he's ready to go. He's locked and loaded. He is now going to sing us into the rest of your Tuesday afternoon. I have no idea what the song is, either, Dale. So this is going to be new to me. Shime, take it away, sir.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Down at the New Amsterdam. Staring at this yellow-haired girl, Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation with this black-haired flamingo dancer, and yeah, she knows she plays the guitar well.
Oh no. Oh no.
She's suddenly beautiful.
Oh god.
I want something beautiful.
Just keep it together.
Man, I wish I was beautiful. So come dance silence down to the morning.
There we go.
Sha la 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 la.
He's got the sha la la, I think. He's got the sha la la.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He does have a good mic presence.
Cut up, Maria.
That's good.
Show me some of that Spanish dancing and pass me a bottle, Mr. Jones.
Here we go. This is, he needs to hit this part. Needs to hit this part coming up.
Believe in me.
Yeah.
I don't believe in anything.
Look at this
but
back.
I want to be someone who believes. Yeah.
Of course, it's going to be huge for him.
Mr. Jones and me,
not great.
Each other fairy tales, and we stare at the beautiful women. Ah, she's looking at you. She's looking at me, staring down the bright light.
I think peaks and valleys.
Coming through the stereo, where everybody loves you.
That's hey.
You can never be lonely.
So we have back to back texts. The first one says, Shime, not bad.
Not bad, Shime.
Next
bad.
One says, make it stop.
Well, all right. They can't.
Averages out to like a D-plus now, right?
Either way, though, that is, you're getting response, though, Shime. That's good. Whether they love you, they hate you, right? As long as there's a response to it, that's all that matters.
Did he get higher than a D-minus?
I don't know.
I might suggest, just a thought now, this is your career.
Yeah.
I might suggest a little lower range.
You think lower?
A little lower
that
key.
That one is like all over the map. You don't think that it is.
Yeah, that one's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
But it's a lot of fun. I had a blast.
We're gonna find some songs in like the one octave range for sure.
I'm telling you, that one guy on Twitter did the video where he did the tequila song is the greatest karaoke I've ever seen.
Tequila.
And I have a special one planned for a couple weeks from now.
Oh, you planned them out 2 weeks in advance?
Just
now?
This one.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you know what?
Took a creative team, but we came up with it. It's going to be phenomenal.
It's going to be spooky, isn't it?
It's going to be something special.
I can't wait.
Hashtag Dorktober.
We got to get out of here. OMF is coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow with Wiggy. Hope you'll join us then. Goodbye.
Big, big stars. We got different reasons for that. Believe in me. Cause I don't believe in anything. Wanna be someone who believes, yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.